I'm gonna have to do it in a minute.
I know.
Welcome to another episode of
Pop
Culture Podcast with everybody's favorite Alexis Arianna and Keith Lolo. Super excited today, as we are always, but specifically tonight we have a very
special guest.
You guys have heard us talk about him a lot. People be coming up to me like, oh, you know, Keith had a boyfriend. All that. But here is Michael. I want to welcome him onto the show today.
Can I be everybody's favorite too? Just
everybody's favorite, Michael. No, but for real, everybody's favorite.
No, yeah. So, introduce yourself.
I am Michael. There, I said that. Okay, I'm Michael. I am a salon owner. I'm a hairstylist of 10 years. I've been licensed. But I started off at 13. I have a clothing line, which I think is like really dope. You guys should check us out. Ah, y'all like that little
today.
Shameless plug. Sponsored them today, but somebody decided to leave hers somewhere.
They
might
even don't know it's black on black. It looked like it.
Going to ask for it.
Hey, I want that one next hand on. It's custom. It's custom.
No more.
So tell everybody how do you know us? Because I feel like most of our special guests, besides like this is the first special guest that we had that we both knew.
On a personal level.
Yeah, on a personal level, because I didn't know Ebony J. We didn't know Lawrence when we interviewed him.
Right.
I didn't know Mimi, Tink, but that's Tink. Yeah. So not that you don't count to me. But it was taken. So before we get into tonight's episode, which I'm super excited about, let's, you know, meet. I always got to check in. So, how your week been?
She asked you.
You asked me. How your week been?
Recently. Today. What is today?
What's new?
I just started school for medical massage. I think that's like super cool. I didn't really tell many people. I was like jumping into that. Now I'm like, no. What else is new? My birthday's coming up.
Yeah.
Dropping the birthday collection Saturday. That's gonna be cool. Or Sunday.
Shameless plug, real quick. How they gonna pop the merch?
Live Through Fashion on Instagram. The
website
link is in the bio. Business manager. Y'all see that?
You do not get out the Instagram first. LiveThroughFashion.com.
You pay too much money for that website.
LiveThroughFashion.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at LiveThroughFashion.
No, it's not Instagram.
Just at LiveThroughFashion. Where can they find you at on Instagram?
Where can they find me? On Instagram under LiveThroughFashion.
We'll get the other handle later. So, shameless plug. Shameless plug. Your birthday is next week. What's your birthday plans?
I'm having all my friends go to church. I'm so excited about that. And then we are going to brunch. So, yeah. We're going to get a party bus.
We going to Cocoa Brunch?
Yeah.
For real?
Hmm?
I got to call off. I can't call. I got the money, but I'll be there.
I'll be there. I broke my phone today. I just seen that.
Literally.
Yeah. I broke my phone today. That's new. Did I tell them that somebody bust my window out?
No.
Somebody bust my window out.
Oh, we did, but it wasn't so bad, so we didn't hear.
Okay, yeah. That's fixed now.
But tell them why we think they busted it out.
I think I was a victim of hate crime.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I definitely do. Because that's how, like, if you know me, I got my ANT alumni sticker, I got my Support Black Colleges stickers on the back of my car, and like, when I went outside, first thing I saw was like, your two stickers just faced up like, bam!
Like, they busted it and then flipped them over. Make sure.
Yeah, but
I just want y'all to know, she lives in a very racist place. They stole my hubcap. But no, they steal my hubcap. But for real,
she just happened to find the same hubcap in her complex that matched her car. But somebody stole it in my neighborhood.
They did. We came back from Mexico. I ain't had no hubcap, bro.
But found it.
No.
In her complex.
Whatever. So you were a victim. You were a victim.
Yeah. I was victimized, traumatized, all that. Like,
no, but that's one that is really, I think that goes back into like that the Protect the Black Women episode, and like just not feeling safe in your surroundings. When we had that whole spiel about that man following you home and things like that, then it's like my window get busted.
Yeah.
Newer car, type of car I was driving. I rejected you, all this other stuff. So that could have been anybody on top of you living where you live.
Yes, it was a lot, but my neighbor, he went out and bought a camera, all types of stuff. Like, he brought me flowers, he cleaned up the glass, he bought a camera for his patio, all types of stuff. So, like, that little thing, I was like, all right, like, people, because I've been living there for a while, and so I'm like, all right, like, at least I know these people are cool or whatever. But other than that, anything?
But it's fixed, right?
Yeah. But
that ain't got rolling.
Shout out to Kaito. but yeah, this is true. Well, she just got back. I don't know. You want me up here?
That could be in my business. No, I mean, I just came back from Puerto Rico. It was, when I say amazing, because I literally did pretty much nothing besides sleep on the beach and soak up some sun. I've been trying to get team dark skin. Didn't work, but.
No, you darker.
Oh, am I?
For sure.
Ooh, and I think he was like this.
Instagram, follow me at, and then I go and I'm like, I'm not following you.
That's what you look like.
Bro, like, I'm not going to continue to listen to you.
You're a friend.
Oh, shit. I'm talking about people serious sex ill.
Me too.
I want to know what my friend is, man.
On serious sex ill, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
But y'all be ugly. I'm glad that. Oh, they do. I be like, bro, I was not expecting you to look like this.
Everybody is beautiful.
Yeah, they are. Everybody is beautiful.
For sure.
Alright, so tonight's episode, I want to kind of talk about, we haven't had a good social worky episode in a long time. Y'all know, keep that near and dear to my heart. And as I've been in this profession, not that long, I have learned that social work is really going into this trauma-informed care type of situation. Meaning that we really have to stop asking why somebody's acting a certain way, but more so what happened to them. And I think as a society, we don't look at the what happened, really. Because everybody has a story. It's that one saying that's like, be kind to somebody today. Don't know, everybody's battling their own thing, or all those things that like, be kind to somebody, be nice. You don't know what somebody's going through that day, or what it took for them to get out of bed and things of that nature. And so we really have to start showing grace and mercy to other people. Like, I just call all the people ugly. Like, I don't know what they went through. Like, yeah. I got to, like, what happened to them to make them like that?
I do apologize, especially to my radio personalities.
No, for real, because
I'm going to be blackballed.
For sure.
No. Please, this is all people love. But no,
not this is all fun games. All people love. Right. Definitely her.
Because I tell like all the time, like don't edit nothing I say out because shit, I said it. I ain't gonna be like I did say it. So I do apologize if I didn't offend anybody because I'm ugly to somebody. Look, I got this bun on my head. My forehead is shining, and I'm sleeping on the beach.
Shining.
But I was sleeping on the beach like this, so it's the shade. But we really have to start asking ourselves, like, what happened to certain people for them to be the way that they are? Like, why am I the way I am? You will soon find out if you don't know. Like, I always say, like, damn, Keith, you fucked up. And it's because of what I went through. And am I really not to some people, but to other people I am? And how I cope and how I deal with certain things is based off of my upbringing and things that I had to witness, endure, live through, all of that. And so today I really want to have that discussion because the basis of this podcast is that concrete, right? It's great that we're sitting here, we're flourishing, and we can be these roses or whatever, but it's really that concrete that made us. And so I really want to have a conversation today simply about the concrete.
And about the thorns and the roses.
See, you be listening. That's why that's my boyfriend. You gotta be a thorn.
He commented that on the comments. I'm not reading from words. I was so weak. But I definitely, I like this conversation. Because I don't even think I told Country Rose that I started therapy. I did. Don't make me cry. Don't do that. I did. I started therapy the beginning of this month. I tried to do it last January and I reached out to somebody and then the whole year just went bad. And then I was like, this year I cannot play with my mental health. So we really just like, I've never had somebody that I can talk to and that's asking me the right questions and giving me the right type of perspective or something like that. So it's definitely, it's making me go back to my childhood because that's where she want to start at. And I'm just like, sheesh, like, okay, this is, I know why. I'm starting to know why because at her asking the questions and stuff, it's a lot, but yeah, that trauma from your childhood, and you might not have thought that it was trauma. Like, yes, mom and dad did the best they could, but we still went through shit.
Yeah.
And you can't say that it did not affect me.
Right.
So this I'm excited for this conversation.
And I just want to praise you for even starting there because you know I've been big of like, get you a therapist. Like, I gotta be a therapist. I'm coming up on my 1-year anniversary of being in therapy. But I'm like didn't like, well, Michael, you like, I think I'm a... Y'all got to hear this therapy. Because when I tell you, he was like, I be watching these therapy shows, and I think I'm in therapy. But I'm like, no, go get you a therapist. Please go get you a therapist. Because it's so beneficial. It hurt like hell, though. Mm-hmm. Like, when I tell you, like, snotting, crying, like, yeah, it hurts.
But then you got that person there. Take your time.
Right.
Take your time. Like, I don't even know why you told me that shit before.
But I feel like, too, though, y'all got to take into consideration that I pray a lot. Not say that y'all don't. But, like, especially lately, like, I've been, like, really, I pray in the shower. I don't know where y'all pray at, but that's where I pray at. I feel, like, the most
vulnerable
and just at home and at peace with God in the shower.
Sure.
But I've been asking God to just, like, make stuff more clear for me. Like, granted, I think that if I was to talk to a therapist or somebody like that, I think that they'd be able to pull that same stuff out of me. But I feel like it would just take me so long to, like, really, my stuff is from, what, my mom's been gone for, like, 23, 24 years now at this point. So it's like, that's a lot for somebody to try to, like, unpack, plus just regular life stuff, like, on top of that. But it's like, God is, like, unpacking it, but he's unpacking it in a way that I feel okay. Like, I feel like after so much, then I'm like, okay, I can still deal with the rest of the day. Like, not to put you out there, but I was talking to Nikki, and she switched therapy, and she's like, I had to go sleep, couldn't do it, I was just done. The day was over. I just, like, me, I'm like, I don't really have that right now. Like, God be like, smack, 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 smack. And then I'd be like, okay, wash up, get out. And I'd be like, ooh, that was a lot to take in and a lot to spit out. But then it's like, okay, I can still kind of handle the day. I don't think that just yet. I don't have it just yet. I don't have the time just yet to let these people.
And I'm only rolling my eyes. I really am only rolling my eyes because you can have Jesus and therapy. Just saying. I'm just saying. And I can't tell you, like, oh, we're going to therapist right now. Like, no, that's not going to. You're going to be ready to get a therapist when you're ready to get a therapist. Like, and I just hope that when you're ready, like, what I'm supposed to do. Or my therapist.
Well, I know I reached out before to somewhere and it didn't fall through. But then somebody got to help me.
Yeah,
with that. So I'm going to reach back out. It's going to happen soon, but yeah, my birthday's coming up. Somebody pay for a session.
Right.
Not you.
Right. Because that's a conversation I had with AJ. We talked about, is Black people even financially stable enough to be mentally healthy? Like, because that mental health problems.
Yeah.
So that's one thing we was talking about within the Black community. Like, is it even feasible?
But what I will say is, and again, I haven't been to a therapist, but just like from the conversation that I'm having with God, I've come to the realization that I am an emotional shopper. So I can tell you everything that I own. I can tell you how I was feeling when I bought it. So now, instead of me like, oh, I'm not having a good day, let me buy some shoes, or let me go to Target, let me go just buy anything, I'll go to Target and buy a pillow and feel like I just bought a car. So with stuff like that now God is like, I'm a testing. I had a bad day, but I'm like, you know what? Let me pray. I'm going to go to the gym. And I typically go to the Target right after the gym. But I'm like, you know what? I don't need to go to Target. I just did a whole bunch in there. Put my gospel music on, make it home. And I'm like, once you made it home, you kind of like beat the, and I'm like a gratification shopper. So I need to get it now. I'm not doing it online. I hate trying 2 days. I got to tell somebody else to get it because then I'm still anxious. Like, did it come? Did it come? No, it's not here.
Did it come?
But for real, you be like,
ugh!
Oh man, I just asked you to go to Target like last week. Now I can't ask you to go to Target. And you said no, and I was really upset. Like, I'm like, come on, let's go to Target. Like,
no, I'm good. I just went to Target today.
And I'm like, bro, you never tell me no about going to Target.
And you know, I go to Target 10 times. I'd be like, did I forget to get a Q-tip?
Like,
I'm going back. And still don't get Q-tips, but.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
So. And, I mean, it's good that things are being revealed. I'm not, y'all know, never go not talking to God or things of that nature. No. Never have. Because he gives you that clarity and he got to talk to you, things of that nature. I just want you to be able to, it's surprising that even with that Instagram, that gratification type of thing, you're not seeking somebody to instantly validate how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
give you the answers right away. And you can't say he do. Because most of the time, it'd be like, oh, we had this conversation 2 weeks ago, and now it's coming up. What if you can just have to say, Michael, it's okay to feel that way. And that's it, because that's all he said.
No, because I just feel like, God does stuff for everybody differently. So his time is completely different for everybody. So, like, for me, I feel like sometimes I'd be like, God, I really need answers on what I should do about X, Y, and Z. And then before I even get out of the shower, it may be like I may just press play on my phone to play a song, and it'd be like, when it's really no. I'm like, oh no, skip. And it's like, I said no, watch your back. I'm like, okay, God, I got it. You don't have to do it a third time. But then it's like, skip again, and it's another song saying like, no. But I mean, I totally agree. Like,
I'll
make my way over.
I'm not one of those people that's gonna peer pressure you into going to therapy like her.
That is therapy bully.
Yeah.
You wanna go?
Cause I was feeling bullied and stuff too. That's like I need to tell you for real.
But even when y'all feel bullied, like I always respect your decision, yes or no. It's not, but I'm still gonna advocate and I'm still gonna place those seeds because at the end of the day, all you gotta do is you place those seeds. The harvest don't grow the same day you place your seeds. That's Lord. Money principles. But I'm just saying, like, and so I just do that in order to reinforce what I believe in. And whether y'all say yes or no, that's on y'all. Really don't. I'm not gonna say I don't care, but y'all, like I said, y'all gonna get to it when y'all get to it. And if y'all don't, y'all don't. But I'm still gonna still say the same thing. Some people like, oh, I'll say it once and then I ain't gonna say nothing else again. I'm like, no, why?
I've been doing this thing where I say, like, you plant the seed and now you gotta water it. So, like, every time you say it, it's like you just watering the seeds just a little bit more. Sometimes it can be annoying, but you just feel like, and not annoying like to the person, but annoying for yourself. But sometimes, you know, you be telling people, like I tell my family stuff all the time, like you got to get up and move forward in order to go forward. If you ain't moving your feet, then you ain't going nowhere. And then it's like the next morning, I'm saying the same thing the next day. So sometimes I'm like, I'm tired of telling them, but then you start seeing them moving and they call you like, I'll listen. 6 months later, good job.
Therapy's not for everybody. You gotta find the right therapist, things of that nature. And it is disheartening to hear, like, I tried to reach out and it didn't work. Like, the first time, like, I tried to do this and it didn't work. Because that was the same experience I experienced as well. And then being a therapist, that's frustrating. Like, me being somebody that advocates for that, and then me knowing that y'all be playing. Like, y'all really do be playing. So, like, I can't, once again, it's just me watering those plants. So going back to trauma, though, what do you guys, because you talked about trauma, you really don't say the word trauma too much. You don't. So what's your definition of trauma? And I let you, like, what's the dictionary? Like, I need y'all to know that.
I don't need. What? I mean, for me, trauma is, like, something significant that happened in your life that left a lasting negative.
I'm gonna take everything you said except for the negative. Because I feel like a trauma can also be like, to me, I feel like it can also be like a positive type of thing, even though I know it's probably gonna be like.
Opposite what you're saying.
It's always.
So, it says a deeply distressing or disturbing experience. Mm-hmm. Stress.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna stick with y'all.
So, it calls some discomfort. Some stress, some lasting impact, really. And not really, because you have acute trauma, you have chronic trauma that's ongoing, things of that nature. Acute trauma, short-term, things of that nature. But trauma, I think everybody experiences it at some point. Some more than others. And the thing about trauma, though, is I always go, God will not give me more than I can bear. So he knows exactly what to give me. And we talk about this often, like, my problems are my problems because they're designed for me. But trauma has a lasting impact on our lives. And so how would you say, or how would either one of y'all say that trauma impacts you today as an adult? Or, yeah, let me ask that question.
I
got to
answer first.
Okay, real quick, just backstory on me. My mom passed away when I was 11 years old. Then my father passed away when I was 21. So that's just a 10-year span. I feel like for me, that has affected me in the place where I don't care to lose people. Like, I've already lost the most important people for me because I don't have children. I have siblings, but I don't have, like, my own kids that I made. So, biologically. So, losing people means nothing to me. Like, I will be, like, upset, like, oh, my God, I really care for this person. I love this person, blah, blah, blah. But then I'm just like, okay, you know, moving on. Yeah, I'm going to go get tacos. Or that's just kind of how I'm set up, and I know that it comes, like, it stems from that, where I'm just like, most important people gone, and you made it, you can make it through anything.
How has trauma, like, impacted you now? Like, has trauma impacted you, like, in adulthood?
I mean, shoot, it has made me look at life different, honestly. Shoot, it has brought anxiety and depression.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna just say that, especially losing my cousin, my brother, my grandma. That's my brother and my grandma the same year, a month apart. It'll be times that I can't stop crying. Like, I cannot hold my emotions. It'll be times where I don't even want to leave the house because my brother was 33. And I'm like, shoot, ain't nobody think he was going to die. And I'm like, I don't think I'm going to die, but I can't.
Mm-hmm.
So I just be in my head a whole lot, like a whole freaking lot. Yeah. Like, I used to be like, life at a party, hey, but now I come here, I'm safe. I'm very cautious.
You know what has made me super cautious? I mean, I know it's like, it's not like the past, but the girls who just passed away recently in a car accident.
Yeah.
That has, like, when I go out, I'm like, one dream. Two drink, done. Like, I'm like, where are we going next? Oh, we are going somewhere next? I ain't drinking no more here. Like, I'd be so, like, and I know that God's timing is different for everybody, but it's just be like, you just don't know. And I am 33, so it's like, and they weren't much older than me, your brother, we the same age, so it's just like, whoa. It really makes you, it makes everything different. Like, you'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, even from down to, like, relationships and how you treat people and all that, because it's like, bruh, you might not even get another chance. Like, when my grandmother passed away, we had a family picnic, and it started pouring down so hard. Just, like, I mean, hailing, pouring crazy. But the family was in town, and they, like, got going. We had planned to go to my grandma's house after the picnic, but yeah, it's pouring crazy, hailing, like, it was some crazy rain, so I'm like, nah, I'm gonna go over grandma's tomorrow. Something told me though, nah, go to grandma's, because she didn't make it through the night. So it's just like, yeah, it's just, I don't know.
No, you didn't answer it.
Yeah.
How is trauma impact? I'm in the field of social work because my trauma, shit.
That's real.
Yeah.
No, but for real, and it wasn't, like, I'm not doing this social work stuff because I want to. Like, honestly, it's not, like, I don't know what I'd be doing, but this wasn't it. I'll tell you that much, for real.
Mm-hmm.
But it has really allowed me to be in this space to be of service to other people. And so, like you said, the anxiety, the depression, those things come into it when it comes to trauma. How I deal with, like, relationships, like, what I tell you, I swear I had no boyfriend in besides you.
Like, you really pick that up.
Besides you. No, but, like, not a, not a boyfriend I can do stuff with.
We get it. So moving on.
I haven't had a boyfriend in that matter in like a long time, and it's really based off of the trauma of my last relationship, the trauma of me growing up, all of these other things, and so it shapes.
heal too many bonds with people because of the trauma in my life. Like, if I, like, if I allow you close to me, like, it got to be something about you, because don't you, like, oh, yeah, she's so nice, and she, well, if you say I'm nice, then you don't know me, but, oh, she's so nice, and she, yeah, yeah, Kiki, yeah, Kavaria, yeah, you don't know me, because I don't even allow you, like, I give you as much as I let you have, mm-hmm. and it's at a distance, so that when I do cut you off, because that's what's going to end up happening, I don't feel no ifs, ands, and buts about it. I'm just like,
Like an easy transition.
Yeah, it's like, why would you even think that I was for real about anything
that's
I said to you?
I actually was thinking about that the other day, and I didn't even think about when you asked me that question about relationships and stuff. But that's definitely, it's like, okay, been there, done that, tried that, and I'm not even about to set my heart up for that. Like, I seen something that said, I'm glad I got my heart broke when I was 22, because y'all be 32 still sad and crying. Like, yeah, nah, been there, done that, I'm good. Like, I already be expecting people to, like, I be expecting to get played, I be expecting the bullshit, I just be expecting it, and I'm like, I don't even want to think like that, but because you already cut so many people out, and maybe they do got pure intentions, but it's like, I've seen this before. Like,
but I think
it's a trauma response.
Yeah, I was about to say, but I also feel like it's so crazy because, like, I got a trauma, you had a trauma, you had a trauma, and it's like, y'all dealing with y'all's with the therapist and all that stuff, and y'all got God, I only got God, not that he's not enough, but you know, like, he put these therapists here for a reason. But like, I'm not using that. So it's like, and I feel like with God, you take what you want, you leave what you don't. With the therapist, it's like they write in your face, they send some stuff. You gotta be like, okay, I hear you, type of thing, because they write in your face. But because I feel like people don't work on it on themselves, that they are already putting on a shit ton of stuff on somebody else. This, like, as soon as I meet somebody, I'm already like, you're gonna be just like my ex. But now I'm to a point where I'm not like anyone. Now I just don't want a boyfriend. So it's like, now I'm just like, I don't want a boyfriend, so it doesn't even matter where this go or what we do.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna be mad. So I don't care. Go sleep with the world.
Oh my goodness.
Like, I don't care. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that, but I also feel like in a lot of ways that is from, like, parts of it. It's from, like, past trauma. Then too, I'm just like busy and I'm like, oh, I'm not pulling away from my dreams no more to figure us out. Like, let me figure my life out, and then whatever happens when I'm 100, that's when it happens. But I definitely feel like we do step into relationships with 10 backpacks on full of drama that we got to, like, we ain't even putting it on these people because we ain't even giving them a chance to come in.
Definitely.
We ain't even giving them a chance to help us lift the load. We just like, and they just looking down and trying to help. So I'm like, sometimes we might have the perfect person in our face, but we too busy, like, big shoulders, heavy load, and we ain't giving nobody a chance. So that's definitely.
Like, God told you to come speak this today.
Nah.
Because, like, it isn't crazy. No, for real, because literally, my last relationship, right? I think I said it on the podcast. Like, I thought, oh, let's be this perfect girlfriend, because this is this. But then when you got all this past trauma, and then you think that somebody obligated to feel how you feeling or to see where you're coming from or whatever, it's like, that ain't even got nothing to do with them. Like, that's some shit you gotta take care of on your own. So I really think that God put me in that situation to be like, okay, like, you gotta be prepared for when that relationship do come on. Like, you can't bring that shit into this.
Yeah. God ain't say that.
Yes, he did. That's all, like, he might be, let me say that online.
You see my Lola story, I'm like, it wasn't God, but it was my daddy, but it was like my voice, and I'm like, just say, bitch. Who would dare say that to me? Like, you're like, whoa. And you know what's so crazy? Like, I know people, they say, like, in their prayers that they cuss. I don't. But it'd be like, sometimes I hear cuss words and I'd be like, God, you talking to me like this?
Nah,
like, I don't talk to you like that, God.
Yeah.
We soak water over here. Like, what's going on? Like,
soak water.
You know, I'm pretty sure. So, like,
nah.
I'm clean, God. Don't do that to me. But
that's one thing that I was like, all right, I really gotta go to a therapist. Cause my worst fear is like messing up somebody else's perception of what's a relationship or love or anything is supposed to be like, because you was fucked up and you didn't really know what you was doing. So I was like, yeah, how many other of my relationships, like you know, I spoke to my brother in like 6 months, and me and my sister just now have a relationship post me graduating college, and it's just like, well, we had to sit down and talk about stuff. Mm-hmm. We had to really chop stuff up. Tears had to be drawn, and wasn't no blood drawn, thankfully. But in the past, in the past, that's what it was. But definitely grateful.
Yeah, and as I'm sitting here, because I'm trying to like take my glass off, I can't see. That's why I can't take them off. I can't see myself. But I'm sitting here and I'm like, this baggage, and I'm thinking of, granted, I ain't had no boyfriend, I mean, besides you, in the last 6 years, but we all know that one situation I was in. And
when you wish you had a vibe.
But even in that situation, that was really a time where I'm like, damn, Keeks, like, you messed up for real, and you gotta get some stuff together. And I was going through a lot, like you said, of expectations and things that, but something that I also realized in that last situationship, or, what I learned is the difference of being raised on love and raised off survival. And so, for me, I'm not gonna say my mama didn't love me. My mama loved me. Like I tell you, I'm my mama's favorite. Yeah. I know that. And all my siblings know that as well.
They do.
But what I'm saying is, I was raised off of survival. We were surviving all the way up until I left, not even my first year of college, might have been my second year of college, and I never returned back to my mama's house. I was raised on survival the entire time. And so a lot of times, especially when it comes to relationships, I can't be with somebody that does not understand that. Like, if you can't understand, like, if I don't feel comfortable with telling you about what had happened to me, like, we're never going to work, because you don't understand what it was like to be raised off survival. It's not that I wasn't loved. It's not like I don't know how to love. But there was some grit and some whole bunch of stuff that happened that if you can't understand that, if you can't sympathize with that, if you can't understand why this month I might not be talking to my mama, but this month I might not talking to my, like, if you can't understand that, well, you should just, that's your mama, you only got one mama. Yeah, I know that, but it still ain't right now. And if you can't understand that, then it's really hard for me to even open up to you about that. So if you just was raised strictly off love, I'm just like, more power to you, but I'm not the one for you.
This is like a double-edged sword, because it's like, you got to fight with your mama, who you really don't want to fight because it's your mama, but points have to be proven. Now I'm trying to explain to you why I'm fighting with her, so it's making me fight with you, because you don't understand it. So it's like, I'm really not getting no love, and I feel even more, like, alone. So it's like, yeah, I completely understand that. I'd be like...
That's when I really think and think, like, dang, you really in this world, but I don't think on self. Like you say, both your parents now. Like, you shaking your head now?
Because I feel like we are in this world alone, but I feel like everybody, we talk about this all the time. You have two families. One that is your biological family, and then the one that you create. My sister, my nieces, except one niece, like, I feel like my oldest niece, she is just rolling. She don't care. She like, I'm with this family, I'm with that family. Whichever family you talking to, whoever invited, I don't care. Shut up, I'm here. But I feel like my sister, my biological sister, she is sometimes jealous of my friends because of the relationship that we have built. We kind of, like, Nikki, we operate in a different, like, I be going through something, she'll call and be like, what you doing? I'm like, nothing. What you doing? She like, working. And I'm like, how was your day? I'm okay. I'm like, nah, what's up? And she like, nah, because I can hear your voice, so what's up? But if I call, like, I may call my aunt or somebody, or my aunt, she don't know me well enough to even know that it's something that I'm saying. Like, she like, what you doing? Nothing. What you doing? Nothing. About to smoke a cigarette and then go do this and da 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 da. I'm like, girl, you ain't hear about nothing. You might not understand it. And I'm not a person that's gonna be like, I'm so sad, help me. But I'm like, I give you them love. Girl, you ain't saying nothing. Like, come on, some cat.
You know what I mean? Two sentences.
But I definitely feel like when we say that we are alone, you have people, because God has so many people in your corner. Sometimes you be strong at it and you just not turn into those people when you know, like, I'm effed up right now. I know who to turn to. But it's like it's almost like we want to be sad. Like, sometimes I be like that. I be like, I just don't want to be bothered. But I know, like, call Marion. Call Amber. Call Kiki. I can call you. I know I can be like, Lex, what you doing? Nothing. That could be something crooked. Da-da-da-da. Just bought a rug. For what? The studio. Oh, what's wrong? Like, and it's like, nothing. Yes, it is, boy. Shut up. You be catching it. And I'll call you like, what's wrong with you? Nothing. You're frustrated. You want to meditate real quick? No. Okay, I do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who am I? I don't even know how to meditate. Like,
but so back to back to my point. So when you do got those families. I'm not saying you ain't got family. Because when people go on and do what they gotta do and they're unavailable. When other people doing what they gotta do and they are unavailable. Versus other people who wanna sit there and tell you you're not feeling how you're feeling. Like, that's when you feel alone. Like, and you start to understand, like, okay, this is me. I am alone in this world. And I can't always lean on people, other people. Other people not always available to me. That's how, me personally, like, that's how I feel at certain circumstances. Like, because I can't call, like, when I told my daddy I was about to start therapy, he like, physical therapy, what happened? Like, well, what you doing that for? Like, I can't even talk to you about this. I ain't about to talk to you. She in Puerto Rico. Like, and then you sit there and you just think and think and think and think like, dang, I really am alone. Like, forget what you just said, because that is true. But, like, you, like, Soul, the movie, you just Soul.
Yep. That was two people out of a long list of, like,
But
I totally understand it. I can respect that.
And I can. So there's a difference of being alone and lonely, though.
Yeah.
And so it's okay to be alone. Like, we all single, ain't got no kids. We're bound to be alone at some point in time. Like, we are bound to be just.
Two kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just told them they
wanted
to be yours.
I got two puppies.
Oh. One is not no puppy. She is geriatric.
She got on steps this morning.
Oh, my God.
I just can't take it. I can't wait for her to leave.
She
can go there.
She
can
go there.
Or
she
was in Little Way.
Oh. Huh. Anywho, so we are all alone. Or we have times where we are alone. We have times when we're alone, and that is important. We should have times when we're alone, because that's when we should be seeking God's assistance anyway. And it is messed up, because at certain points, like, if you would have called me in Puerto Rico, I probably wouldn't have been able to give you my full undivided attention. Mike was texting me, and I'm like, stop texting me. I'm on vacation. Like, I don't even know what you got going on.
She never replied.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I called her.
I said, I don't even know what's going on, but, like, I'm not here. And we have to be able to, one, give ourselves that grace to be able to say that to certain people, but two, also be able to understand, like, she's not available at the time, right? So we have these times when we're alone. Now, the issue is we'll become lonely. We'll become lonely. That's the issue. You can always be alone. That's not the issue. I keep repeating myself. But it's when we are lonely, because we then start to seek some sort of feeling of whatever from things that we should be seeking it from. And so I'm always okay with being alone. I will sit in my bed and I will watch my mom and I'll be like, oh, I hope Jazz don't come in here. I just want to be alone. Or I just got out of therapy. I know Michael's going to call me. I really don't even want to talk to him today because I want to be alone. But then when I start feeling lonely, I start to get reckless in my behaviors and I'm not going or I'm not doing what I need to do. And then I'm like, Michael, guess who I just seen? Michael, why just got this and things of that nature? So we are emotional buyers. We lash out. We
I was just in Puerto Rico, I was sitting on the thing, on the boardwalk, and I was literally jamming right there. I don't, who cares? But I was like, it was just me in the ocean. Like, it was just us. And it was probably my favorite part of vacation. Because I just got to sit and reflect. And so, granted, we in this world alone, yes. But as long as we're not lonely, and I think that's where you came in, like, yeah, you alone, but you can call these other people that you know love and support you because you're not lonely. But granted, it's sometimes we're like, I ain't got nobody but me.
Right.
And that's when you do those things that you already do. You meditate, you do your yoga, you journal, you do all of these healthy coping skills in order to deal with that time where you're alone. So that's just me. But have you guys, but y'all never really talked about the survival and love type thing. Have you ever dealt with somebody, like, would you say you were raised on survival or love? Survival.
You know, I feel like I'm, like, in, like, I feel like survival because I didn't have a mom. And I feel like my dad knew that I was gay. So I feel like he was, like, really tough and rough on me. So that made me feel like I know that he loves me. I know he's like, I was his morning star, you know. But I just feel like, I don't know. But I don't know. I don't feel like it was like a nurturing type of a love.
Right.
That you most of the time get from like a mother. It was more like, I love you, shut your bitch ass up type of thing. Like, so a lot of my life was like the survival thing was like a
undertone.
Yeah.
Definitely had. Who love you and all of that, but like my family don't really say, like, they don't show affection, they don't say love you. It ain't that, and it ain't never been that. So it's just like now in my relationships, like friends and the second family and all of that, it's like, bro, hell yeah, I love you, but that ain't nothing that I didn't come up off that, like.
It's so crazy because I'm the same way, but I've been forcing that onto like my family now. Because me and my friends, like, I'd be like, "What you doing? I love you. Good night. What you doing? I love you. Good night." Like,
let me get off the phone and I say I love you. He'd call me right back. Like, did you tell me you love me? I'd be like, mm-hmm. I love you. Have a nice day.
But I just feel like because my daddy wasn't like that at all. Like, even my mom passed away. I remember. Like, when he came home to tell us, like, me and my brother sitting on the couch, be like, you know, and then he just, like, she ain't coming home. And it was kind of like, today? Like, she come home every blue moon. You know what I'm saying? My mom had cancer, so it was like an in and out type of thing. Like, my mom had breast cancer when it was not, I hate to say it, like, it was like, that it's popular, but it wasn't as known and as prevalent. You know, my mom be gone for like 6 months, and then we be at the hospital, and she come home for a month, and then we back to the hospital. So we like, okay, but then he like, nah, she gone. And even in that moment of like sadness and crying, like he was not like, let me hold y'all, I love y'all, and we gonna stick this out. Like it was not. It was like, nigga, we got this. Shut up with that shit. And I'm like,
yeah,
okay. So like, that's where I say like, I'm like. It was like survival, but it was like I felt the love because you said it a little. With it's like, but shut up, like
yeah.
My mom just that like hours ago just said shut up. Okay, I get it. Like, but
yeah. what was I gonna say? Yeah, but when you was talking about like, yeah, you make sure you tell your friends that it's like it's so it just comes off like that because mm-hmm. that's the relationship. Like we built that relationship from the get go.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm 20 and now you say you love me. Hold on.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
for real?
Yeah.
Like, but it's like you knew that, but it's like I'm not used to you saying that.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it's still even weird for me, like trying to even all right, I'm gonna
in our friendships, and I feel like our friendships are built off of love. Like
right.
And our friendships are built off of love, understanding, like it's so crazy because I always say, like, we, like, the family-ness that we have is, like, what we all, like, yearn for. And that's why I'm just so thankful for my friends. Like, every time I cry, I'm like, dear God, thank you, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
in my family. Like, you know, most people be like, my family and my friends, like, yeah, reverse, but okay. Like, but I definitely feel like we are like, it's almost like, I don't say we're raising each other, but like, this is how we are like newly being raised. And it's like, we are covered in love. Like, I tell everybody, like, meet my friends. You don't be saying love to your friends? That's weird to me. Like, the fact you don't say to your friends is weird to me. Like,
right.
When you tell your mom you love her, sometimes I'll be like, that's your friends. They be like, no, I'm like, you need new friends. And even like, when people see me talking to like any of my friends, they be like, you say you love your friends when you're on the phone? I'll be like, yeah. And it's crazy because even at the gym, I was talking to Mary and I'm like, girl, bye. I'll call you back. I love you. Have a good day. And she's like, I love you too. Ugly. My phone was on speaker though, and I was like, because I was changing, and it wasn't nobody in there, but then some dude came around and he like, that was your girlfriend? You was kind of mean. I said, no, it's my best friend. He like, you say your best friend, you love her? I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, okay. And he just went on past that, but I was like, maybe him and his friends don't like talk like that. But I'm like, shh, me and that dude.
I make a point, like, when I get off the phone, my mom be like, I love you. I had to start getting in the habit of telling my sisters that, like, they know I love them. But I'm not always like, I love you, little sister. Nah. I tell, like, my nephews and them that, but, like, my sister, not as much. So I need to start getting into the habit of that. Because I do love them. It's just, we don't tell each other that. And it's like, it's the same thing of how we was raised. Like,
yeah.
Our parents love us. They should know.
Right.
Like, they should know.
Uh-huh.
And it's the other stuff that we got to break.
Yeah.
And I like the fact you said you do it to your nephew, your niece. You didn't say at least, but I'm
so she don't even like me. It's
to
touch her.
But, like, I feel like that's a way to start to break
uh-huh.
that generational curse. Because I definitely tell my nephew all the time, like, my oldest great nephew.
You're so old.
I know. But I tell him. And it's so funny because at first he used to be weirded out, like, I used to be like, now stand back. He's like, I love you. Now he'll text me like, good morning, I love you, have a good day. And then I'm like, what do you want? Nothing. I just want you to have a good day. And I'm like, in 3 hours, he's gonna ask me to order him a pizza. Like, he's gonna ask for some shoes. He wants something. And then like the whole day go back, and I'm like, good night, I love you. He's like, love you too, have a good night, get you some rest, don't go out. I'm like, oh, it's catchy. And then like, I'll see him and his sister talking, and then he'll be like, girl, shut up. And then she's like, you shut up. And they go back and forth. I'm like, stop. And then they see, you know, they're like, I love you more. And I'm like, oh, this is dope. Okay. So it's like, we didn't get it, but why not start instilling it in our younger kids? You know what I mean? So that they can change that whole, yeah, that.
That whole that word,
you know.
Dynamic.
Boom. Come on, let's follow up.
Every single day, like, I don't know what's going on.
Why are you trying to make y'all be like? I mean, I feel like anybody who knows me for sure, they know that I'm like, I disguise mine in comedy, laughter, fun, and just like, in work. Like, I feel like if, but I feel like then too, like, sometimes I'm kind of getting overwhelmed with work, so then I give up on that. And I'm just like, you crack some jokes. Talk about anybody. I don't care. Like, you would not know if I'm sad because I would just call you and be like, I just thought about you, and then you'd be like, oh, I did you, and I'm just like, just like, right, just take off. Like, oh, I want to let you know the chocolate spread. I've been listening since the day I met you. It's like, what? Why do you need to have lace fronts when you met me? But like, I definitely disguise mine at like, yeah, for sure.
That's funny. The first day I met your ass, we was at Cooper's Hall. And you was like, don't sit next to her. Oh, don't sit next to her. She's still. She be still.
She be still.
So I'm like, who the fuck is this bitch? I wish she would. I wish she would. Like,
who would you sit next to?
When we left out of there, I forget what we did. I feel like we tried to like hold the door for the man or something, but he didn't hold the door. It was something, but he rode his bike. So I'm driving. I pull up and to get them, and I'm telling I'm like, yeah, he's in there. She's like, this is his bike. I said, yeah. So she tried to like throw it like real far, but she just like flung it like it hit the little door, the ground, and then you gotta see the video. Then she just ran into my car like. And you jumped in, I'm like, oh my God.
That was the first day I met both of y'all, so I'm looking like, I wish she would. And what the fuck you talking about? Why he with her if she still? I'm like, what the fuck? And then I had to catch on. Like, okay, he just plays too fucking much. But I can attest to that too, because everybody knows I'm goofy as hell. Like, I am goofy. When I was in high school, though, I was bad. Like, man, I think I probably had 2 or 3 expulsion hearings. I was
you
like,
never thought.
No.
I was like the Friday ISS teacher.
Like the teacher, though. Not like in there, no, but I was a teacher.
Like, and at first it was, I played sports, and like that's where I could take that out at or whatever, being bad in sports. and then my senior year of high school, I transferred. And I was really able to just be by myself that year. So then as I got to an adult, I'm like, you can't just be bad. Like, shit, you're going to be in fucking jail. Real jail. So I think that's when, like, I'm like, all right, I'm going to college. And like Kiki said, mask yourself with accomplishments. If everybody from high school, I'll be like, I knew you were. No, the fuck you didn't. No, the fuck you didn't. First of all, I didn't even know. Second of all, your ass suspended me 5 times. Like, so don't say nothing. I'll be so mad. Like, don't say nothing. Because all y'all ass counted me out. Because I was bad. I always told my mama. I always told my daddy. But really, I just knew who I was and who I wasn't at a young age. What I was going to do, what I wasn't going to do at a young age. Because I had no other control over anything else, but no, I have some fucking control over me, and I'm gonna do what I want to do.
Yeah,
like that was me for such a long time until I realized how to funnel that. Like, do what I want to do. I'm gonna go to college. Do what I want to do. Like, I'm gonna be this nice person. Like, I don't have to be what I was taught to be or what I came up to be. Like, I'm like Alexis. Like, people would probably be like, that is not Alexis. Like, because I did a whole 180. Like, my whole attitude, how I treat people, how I think, it's just totally different from 15 years ago.
Come on, man, you make
that
sound. Oh, don't use
15 because I was going to say 10, but I'm like, nah, that was my senior year. I was going to college, so 15.
That is crazy.
You would.
Oh man, I don't know. Y'all got any last thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's not pretty much the same as hers. I feel like something that I just told my friend yesterday on the phone. Even through all the traumas that we all have been through, remember that God has put them on you, and it may not be for you. Like, I don't feel like losing my parents was for me. Like, I mean, I lost my parents, but I feel like God did that because he knew how strong I was. I maybe didn't, but God knew. And I feel like as I'm getting older, I'm meeting people, and they like, I don't know how I would survive if I didn't meet you. And I'm like, what? They're like, yeah, because my mom passed. And then I'm like, dang, how do you know your mom passed? Yeah, she just passed, da da da. And they're like, but now I think about you and how far you've come. And I'm like, my dumb butt, my little tacky self, like, you thought about me through the midst of all of that, and I got you through. And it's like, wow. Then, you know, I'm running home to take a shower because I can't, I'm like, this got to be a good prayer. I'm like, God, thank you. Because it's starting, like, now I'm starting to see, like, that every single thing that I've been through was not for me. Like, so please, everybody, just remember that, like, you may be going through the craziest thing, and it could be to save somebody else. Like, I think about it all the time because, you know, well, we never touched on that, but I, like, tried to commit suicide when I was young. And then, like, whenever people talk about it, I'm just like, you really want to do that? And then I start talking to them about my story, and they're like, wait, what? Wait, so what happened? I'm like, yeah, nothing. So, you know, you don't want that to be you. You don't want to go through all this and it doesn't happen. Now, like, that's a lot of work to still be here. Now you gotta, because for real, like, I make fun of it now. Like you said, we make fun of stuff, especially me. But I think about that in the back of my head, like, when I do something that's really good, I'm like, dang, we did so good, or I did so good, or this has happened in my life. And I'm like, what if you would have killed yourself? Stupid. And now I feel bad because I even attempted to do it. And now I'm like, damn. Like, come on, dog. Live in the moment. But I can't. So now I got to call somebody to talk about it. So I can bring myself back. But, yeah, then my closing remarks is like, definitely don't look at everything as just so negative. Look at it as like, it could be for somebody else. You could be saving their life or showing somebody that there's so much more to life.
Yeah,
bring you back where you be like, oh yeah, I need to focus on this or work on this or be more of this or whatever. I'm gonna start commenting more on YouTube. I can watch it on YouTube because I'd be like at the gym, I'm like, look at these sexy brothers.
I be talking shit. But sure. Where can they follow you on Instagram?
like trying to hide, but it's all good. They can find me on Instagram at beauty_by_wolf, or livethroughfashion.com. Mm-hmm.
And then you can follow me at keeks_lola.
You know, as always, I'm at Alexis Ariana on every social media platform there is. But yes, definitely, y'all, if you made it this far on YouTube, I definitely thank you for watching this whole episode. Like, comment, subscribe. If you could, go ahead and tell a friend about Concrete Rose the podcast.
Share.
Tell me why somebody came up to me.
I want to know that conversation.
You started the conversation. And
you knew this person or no?
I didn't. You did. she didn't realize that I was Alexis Ariana. So we have a conversation about like what runs Temple City about, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, we do podcasts in here and everything. Oh, you listen to podcasts? Yeah, I listen to podcasts. Why are you picked to Concrete Rose though? I said, I'm Alexis Ariana.
Do y'all not take a picture?